This is such a pleasure to welcome my guest in this morning because it's a topic very near and dear to my heart. Rebecca Payne is the Development Director for the North Florida Region for the Arthritis Foundation. And as I've shared with you all many, many times, I have lupus, one of the more than 100 forms of arthritis. So we count on you guys to show us a little bit of support. So we're going to talk about the Faces of Arthritis Champions of Yes Tampa Bay breakfast that's coming up soon and one or two other things. How you doing, Rebecca?
Good morning, Anne. I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Well, it is good to have you on. I know how busy you are because you just took over the reins not that long ago, and boy, it was full speed ahead for you from the start, wasn't it?
Yes, ma'am. I have been fortunate to be on the team at the Arthritis Foundation for about 6 months now and serving the Tampa Bay community. I'm so very excited to be in that position.
I know you're excited because, boy, when you get something going, you go right after it. And the Faces of Arthritis Champions of Yes Tampa Bay Breakfast is one of those things. Being a nonprofit is not easy in this world today. There's a lot of people out there that need help, and you want to try and help everybody. And we're focusing on our arthritis patients. And I know this breakfast needs a little bit of help, so we want to make sure that everybody knows all about it, when it is, and why it's so important that they should join us, right?
Absolutely, Anne. So just a few statistics real quick, if I could. 4.1 million people right here in Florida actually have arthritis, doctor diagnosed. That's one in four. And, you know, one of the misnomers of arthritis is that it's an old person's disease, and that's far, far from the truth.
Oh, yeah.
With 63% of that 4.1 actually being under the age of 60, believe it or not. So with that being said, we're going to be hosting a free informational breakfast called the Faces of Arthritis Champions of Yes Breakfast on Tuesday, November 7th. It will be at the Center Club, located in the West Shore area. And like I said, it is a free informational breakfast. However, it's a fundraising breakfast with a goal of about $15,000 to be raised. And those proceeds in particular will support the juvenile arthritis programs and camps that we offer to support our youth.
And how can someone get involved if they'd like to be a sponsor of the breakfast?
Sure, that's a great question, Anne. So to RSVP, if you'd like to join us that morning, you would simply visit facesofarthritistampabreakfast.eventbrite.com. I know that's a long one, but that's a direct link to the RSVP site for joining us. However, if you would be interested in sponsoring the Faces of Arthritis Breakfast, there is still time for that as well. And they can reach out directly to me at the office. They'll do via my cell at 407-607-6272. We'd love to have them as well.
And we'll have links to all of this right along on the blog so they don't have to worry about not catching it the first time around. And you've got a very special guest that's going to be at the breakfast. I got to know Parker Lantini some years ago. He's an amazing young man, and he's been through quite a bit, hasn't he?
Yes, he has, actually. Parker will serve as our keynote speaker. He is an 18-year-old young man who was diagnosed in 2010 at 11 years old with arthritis. And he really has had quite the journey. It took him 2 years to get diagnosed with his official diagnosis. He's gone through 20 surgical procedures to date. And one of the interesting things about Parker is his disease is active not only in his joints, but it's active in all of his organs, including heart, lungs, brains, eyes, endocrine system, which has actually stunted his growth. So he has an amazing, amazing story to share with us that morning. And one of the other interesting facts about Parker is that he served as the 2016 National Youth Honoree for the Arthritis Foundation. So this young man really is a face of arthritis.
I was so proud of him when that was announced. That was an incredible moment.
Yes, indeed. So I'm just so very excited that we get this opportunity to really share with Tampa Bay all that the Arthritis Foundation does in our community. And really that it is a community issue that we need to really put our arms around.
We really do need to do that. And once again, why don't you give the website and your phone number so they can reach out to you?
Sure. That RSVP website one more time is facesofarthritistampabreakfast.eventbrite.com. www.parkerwills.com. And for sponsorships or additional questions, please feel free to reach out at me directly at 407-607-6272.
Rebecca, thank you so much. And for more information, why don't you all talk to me? You know that I deal with it on a daily basis, and I'd love to share my story with you. Rebecca, thank you so much, and hopefully we'll get a lot more people in those seats for the breakfast.
Thank you, Anne. Have a great day.